Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 454. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will show you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Both are absolutely free without, and you don't have to pay postage and handling. We have a strong message today. A lot of people think that I'm totally against females doing anything in the ministry, but the Bible says that God said, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and my servants and handmaidens shall prophesy. There's a lot of women in the world, and a lot of them are not God's handmaidens. They're not like Deborah and Mary and a lot of other, and Susie Alamo. They're not that type of women. A lot of people, God poured out His Spirit on them, men and women as well, and they didn't do a good job. But we're going to be reading about, we're going to continue on, hopefully, if the Lord leads that way, in the book of Judges, where it's a reiteration, where there's this victory. And even Yael, it's spelled J-A-E-L in fourth and fifth chapter of Judges, where she was the one, Yael was the one that defeated Sisera. And it's there's so many evidences and testimonials of women that were exceedingly great prophetesses, and such as there's Ruth that was great. And Esther, a lot of women. But, you know, a lot of women get into their head that are not anointed like that, that they are somebody, and they really are a detriment to the ministry. So I just, God's pouring out His Spirit on all flesh. And there'll be some prophets, men and women, and some really strong people in the Lord. Weak men and women that just remain weak are not to be construed as being strong prophets or prophetesses. But I do agree with God that there are some. And many are called, but few, very few are chosen. So every time I bring a message like this, I cringe because there's people in the church that are not Susie Alamos or not Esther's or Ruth's or Yael's or Deborah's. And they just puff up and they start usurping authority all over the place and start mouthing off, and it's really a tragedy. And it's let's confine that there's one Jesus, amen. And that there's one Jeremiah, there's one Abraham, one Isaac, one Jacob, and one Deborah, one Esther, so on and so forth. Yael. People are not to say that they're another David or anything. There's no other Davids. Everyone has a special ministry, just like Susie did and just like I do. And so you have to be careful about trying to be somebody else when you're not. And you have to keep pushing those people down when they've never prophesied anything, when they've never brought messages about anything. And, you know, they may be a typist in an office someplace, or they might babysit or something like that. These are not prophetesses. I'm not looking to put people down, except those that exalt themselves, because those that exalt themselves shall be abased. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we've got that, and we've got testimonies, we've got some music, and as I said, a strong message from the Lord, commentary, etc. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to anoint this service, this program. Father, anoint the program. We know, Lord, that we're living in perilous times. This is being said by all. There's so few people doing anything about it, Father. I watch from time to time Link television. They know a lot of what's going on in the world, but they don't do anything about it whatsoever. There's nothing that anyone can do about the atrocities that are happening in the world today but call on God to stop, to rebuke Satan, and also for us to lead people to Christ so that they can be in his kingdom, into the commonwealth of his kingdom, and so that they can be members of the body of Christ. And God, if they are in when they are in his body, God shelters them and will pull them out. It just grieves my heart to see the millions of babies and young boys and girls that are slaughtered by the bombings of President Bush, Clinton, and all these presidents, because they're bombing innocent civilians that have nothing to do. They don't even know what's going on politically, and there isn't anything that is politically going on that merits war whatsoever. Father, I remember that in the days in the 1960s, when Susie and I, you poured out your spirit upon myself, and this whole Jesus movement started, which they called the Jesus movement. And the hippies were rising up because they were full of hatred for society, because they were starting wars and murdering not just millions, but hundreds of millions of people. And the Buddhists, which were pouring gas on themselves and burning themselves in Korea, and also the Vietnam, and all these wars were caused by the Vatican. And the Bible, your word says so. And because of the fact that so many protesters started getting saved and they moved into our ministry, Father, the federal government started aligning us up with this movement that was going on with the hippies against society. And we were not any of that. As a matter of fact, we were telling the people, honor the police. We were for Reagan, but Ronald Reagan was ordering war and ordering our children to be killed on the streets here. And when we found that out, we backed off from him completely. He gave us commendations that we had calmed the hippies down enough in Los Angeles to where they didn't want to burn the city down anymore. And we were given a commendation by him, but we certainly did not agree with his politics whatsoever. And I've known several presidents, and I don't agree with their politics either. But I do agree with you, Father. Lord, anoint this service and cause everyone to realize that there isn't anything that we can do but pray to you for a move against Satan. Lord, you created him, and it's up to you to stop him. Rebuke him, Father God. Destroy him, and destroy all of the imps that he's using to destroy churches and to make desolate the world. Lord, that souls may anoint the word, what's done on this program, that unsaved souls will receive you, and that the church, most of them, many of them, have fallen away from you. Lord, that they'll come back to you with zeal, and they will begin preaching the gospel to the lost, that they can be saved, and that they will also reap a reward for being obedient to your call for human souls, that the body of Christ may be strengthened and built up for your bride. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now, there's a lot of days that people are letting slip by. by, you know, it's good to know the things that are going on, but it's better also to know what to do about them. And there's so many people, they say, yeah, this is going on, there's conspiracies here and there, but they don't know what to do about it. And that's what I'm all about, is to tell you that there's a lot of days that are that you all are letting slip by, and that you're never going to be able to regain again. And so you really need to get right with the Lord and not let any more days slip by. Don't fret over what's going on in the world today. Get saved and pray that God will rebuke Satan, every satanic thing that's happening, and he will. If you, and for sure, you're going to believe it when you see it. Here I am with a Gary Paxton arrangement in one of his songs to sing, The Days We Let Slip By.
The days we let slip by forever never will return. Like robins in the springtime, when a day has come and gone, it is then a part of eternity and time. The days we let slip by forever, while we're putting off what we can do tomorrow for us. Comes and we're the guilty ones. The days we let slip by, we'll never live again. Someone around us, when a soul has come and gone, was it saved or lost to the clouds or far below? The days we let slip by forever, we will have to face when judgment stands before us. Then we'll fully be aware how much we should have cared. We'll try to live again. The days we let slip by, too late we'll be to live again. We'll try to live again. The days we let slip by.
The days we let slip by. You know, the Book of Judges is a book that has shows how drastically people were called by the Lord, and then they started sinning. They started slipping away. People don't backslide overnight. It's a day, they just, days accumulate. They just slip away, and sometimes you just say, I'm not going to read the Bible today. I'm just too busy. I'm not going to pray today. And things keep getting worse and worse. And that's what the Word of God says, that things are going to wax or get worse and worse in these last days. Because people are lovers of their own selves rather than lovers of God. And they're... the whole world is becoming desolate. There's literally millions of humans that were murdered in Iraq. That was the most senseless. All these wars are so senseless, just caused by the Vatican. You get some weak puppet like President Bush, who was absolutely void of any answers when they were asking him, why was nobody notified when 9/11 happened? And you were warned about these things months before they happened. And all these people in the military, and no one was warned. They knew that these planes were going to attack New York and the Pentagon. They didn't do a thing. And you can see his eyes darting back and forth in his head because he doesn't have any answers for it. And the same thing with the military leaders and all the rest of the people that were in Congress and his aides in those days. They just don't have. They were all... as a matter of fact, there was a lot of people, congressmen and senators, that they canceled their flights that day. They canceled their flights because they knew that there was going to be hijackings, and there were no fighter planes that were called. No one was alerted whatsoever. They absolutely knew it was going to happen. Say, well, what can we do about it? Can't do anything about it, really, physically or... carnally, but you can sure do a lot about it spiritually. You can pray to God that justice will prevail, that God will do something about it, and that God will put an end to all these satanic things that are going on. Same thing happened over at the federal building in Oklahoma City. A bunch of the feds, FBI people, they hurried into the building just before the blast and took their children out of the daycare center there. The ones that were not, that didn't belong to federal government agents, they just left them in there to be blown to bits. They knew that Timothy McVeigh was out there doing that because they were in on it themselves, just like they were in on the Waco massacre. And they knew that they weren't going there to arrest those people. It's just that they knew too much, and they were too stupid that they didn't get it out, that they didn't get it out before the public. But what can we do about it? You can pray to God. You can get your soul saved so that God will listen to you in your prayers, and you can pray to God that something will be done. There, we're all here. Everybody's hearing about all the atrocities and how they're all lying in the White House and the Senate, the Congress, and the Bush's aides and Clinton's aides and Nixon's aides and all these people that have literally murdered hundreds of millions of people. And then they pull somebody up, somebody kills one person, and then they just ram him in. They definitely need to be have justice served on them, but what about these presidents and all these people in the government? They really need to... be brought to justice. And I've said that before, but of course they all just still walk around with their hands in their pockets and smiles on their faces. But because people are just getting so depressed that they think there's nothing worth living for, just get saved and start calling on God to do something about all the atrocities. That God rebuke the devil, rebuke Satan. And you'll see that things like that will be done. So, you know, don't be despondent over the different atrocities that you see and hear going on. Call on God. Get saved first. Ask the Lord to enter into you and make you one of his children. Ask him to make you a member of his body. And when you call on him, he'll give you a new spirit, and he'll move, he himself, with the Father, by the Spirit, he'll move into your spirit, and you'll have a new spirit, and you'll have the power of God living in that spirit. The Lord said he will give us a new spirit, and that he will abide in that spirit. So be of good cheer. There isn't anyone in the world that we can do anything. We can't get arms. This has become... the United States of America has become a military state. They call the president, whoever the Vatican tells him that we should annihilate the president for fear of his life, orders our troops to go to different countries and annihilate them. because they don't do what this pervert wants them to do in the Vatican. And the little pervert in the White House goes along with it. And because of the fact that I'm pulling the sheets and blankets off of these miserable wretches, they've been attacking my church and myself. They've sent me to prison on false charges on six years, and I got off on 4.5 years, they said, because of good behavior. I just know better than they did everything in their power to try to psych me out while I was in prison, and they did everything. And this is nothing in comparison to what they're doing to the Chinese and other believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. They're shooting Christian sons and daughters right in front of their... they're making the fathers do it of these children. I would never do that under any circumstance, because I'd have enough sense in my head to know that they're going to shoot me afterwards. I'd never kill my son or my daughters. None of them. And they got the wrong party this time. You people, you government people, need to get saved. If you do, no matter how many atrocities you've done, of course, it's not our nature to want you to be saved. It's our nature, human nature, to want to see you just hung by your neck and swing, you know, for a long time up there. But we don't have that nature any longer. We're praying that you souls, you military, and you people that are carrying my literature and my tapes and CDs around with you, that you'll get saved, because that's what it's all about. I was a person that needed to be saved very much, and I did get saved. And then we go about doing good, the things that we have no hatred in our heart for you, but it's the devil that's got a hold of you. And we ask that the Lord, that you rebuke that devil in them in the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, that they might be saved. And those that have committed much sin will love the Lord the most, because if you've murdered hundreds of millions of people, or millions of people, or even one person, if you've had an abortion, you've murdered that child, get saved, and you better start doing something for the Lord, because no one, only God knows, and Satan, when they're going to drop a bomb on you, and you're going to go out to eternity, or there's a drive-by shooting, or they throw a bomb inside of your house, or whatever, you don't know when you're going to go out to meet God. And I would suggest very much to you to get your soul saved and get all those sins washed away from off of your soul in the precious blood of Jesus. We have some testimonies today. Where's the first one from, Michelle?
From Quintana Roo, Mexico.
Okay.
Brother Tony, God abundantly bless your ministry and family. I would like to request for you to send me your valuable world newsletters. This past August, Evangelist Gerardo held a campaign. The evangelist distributed your world newsletters, and many were saved. It was a great success.
I have a love in my heart for Mexican people, because it was through a Mexican preacher. He was with the Four Square Church, which I consider a very good church, at least all the time that I was going there. And Susie always had high praises for him. Amy Semple McPherson's church. Brother Robert Aguri was preaching a message on chapter 3 of Galatians, and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit when I heard it on radio. And I went on one of the visits over to the Four Square Church. I told him about it. And he said, well, which message was it? Because I've done a whole series on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I said, from the third chapter of Galatians. And during the time that I was talking to him, his wife was really upset, and she ran up on the stage and went through a little portal, and I saw him looking back and forth, but he was extremely restrained, and he stayed there and talked to me. And as soon as we got done, he just rushed on the stage and went into that portal. Later on, I found out that they got divorced. She was not a person that really loved the Lord. And later I found out this powerful man of God died of AIDS. So don't tell me that there is no such thing as falling away from the Lord, because anyone that would say something like that is a dirty liar. The Bible filled full of information in regard to how people fall away from the Lord. But it's my mission in life to preach and teach so much of the Word of God into people that they can't fall because of the Word that they receive into their spirits. And pretty soon their spirits become so powerful because the Lord keeps growing up into their spirits to the fullness of His stature, and then He's able to take over the soul, which and the body, and make the body do the things that He wants it to do. That's what He wants us to do. He wants us to receive the seed. He wants us to have good soil. There's so many people that receive the Word of God, but they like are rocks. There's not much soil, and they spring up with gladness and with joy, and then because when the sun comes out, or there's persecution, prosecution, lies told about them, the heat gets going and they get scorched by the sun and they fall away. And then there are others that are get into the pleasures of the world. These are those that are sown into thorns and thistles and things like that, and they see temptations of every sort, glamour, show business, all sorts of different cares of this world. And then they fall away because the Lord, His Spirit in your spirit, is not going to tolerate you being so concerned about worldly matters and then not at all concerned about Him, or very little. You spend 24 hours of the day being in the world and being part of it instead of focusing on the Lord the 24 hours or however many hours that you're up. And they fall away. And that most people are caught into the cares of the world. All the different lusts of the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and they fall away. And that is the case of most of the Christians today. They love to go to churches that say smooth things to them, that no one is perfect, and all kinds of things like that. But the Lord plainly states that you must be perfect to enter the kingdom of God. And when you go run to your pastor to get your wounds licked that I have wounded you with the Word of God, they'll say, oh, don't listen to him. He's been in prison. So is Jesus, my friend.
Amen.
Don't listen to Tony. He's in prison. So is John the Baptist. Amen?
Amen.
All of those of us that are really of the Lord, we go to prison. Okay? Do you know how many times I've been in jail? I don't even know. I don't count them. But I know that I'm saved. So my spirit is saved. Amen. And my soul is saved. And my body is going to be saved. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And say you will too if you get your eyes off of this world. Because the Lord plainly tells us in the book of Matthew, chapter 12 or 13, that, you know, this is what happens to people. He said the sower goes out to sow. Well, who's the sower? He said, I am the sower. The Son of Man is the sower. He's the one that sows the seed. As a matter of fact, He is the seed. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And then he tells us of all the different ways some of these seed fall by the wayside, and the birds, which is symbolic of the devil, comes and plucks those seeds up, and the same thing in those that are very shallow, sown on shallow ground. They spring up for a while, but the devil comes immediately and takes the good word that has been sown into their hearts. The seed is the Word of God. Jesus later explains. Amen?
Amen.
And so, let's go and read the rest of this letter.
I took one of your pieces of literature, and I really liked the contents of it. I would like to ask of you a donation, if it is within your ability, to please send me your literature as well, so that I may be able to distribute it in the suburbs of this city.
You know, like most Christians, go to Billy Graham or somebody like that and ask him for a donation. What he's going to tell you is, hey, I'm the preacher. You're supposed to donate to me. But actually, any money that comes in here, we work for our money. We'd like to have people donate because we could do a lot more than we do. But I've already told him to send this man money and some literature so that he can get a work done in Mexico. There's so many people that would not be able to do a work for the Lord if we didn't send them something. And we're able to tell. I have discernment in the Lord. I know who the ones are that are of the Lord and want money, and they'll get it. I just bought a bus for a bunch of refugees in Africa to get back to their country, other country in Africa. And let's keep going here.
This is all for the moment. I thank God for your amiable attention. God keep blessing you with your ministry. Attentively, Pastor Pablo from Quintana Roo, Mexico.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Glory be to God. Okay, and then where's the next one from?
From Malawi, Africa.
All right, let's hear it.
Dear Pastor Tony Lomo, greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus, the King of Kings. Let me thank God for his awesome power and grace to have this special time for me to write you. Praise his holy name. Brother, it was God's blessing for me to receive the Holy Bible, some of your newsletters, and a copy of the Messiah book. I thank God that this wonderful book is available to me. During difficult times, when I read the Messiah book, I feel victory come down from heaven. It is just like walking with Jesus every day. I am very happy to be part of the soul-winning team. God's marvelous plan will be accomplished dramatically. Pastor, more people in my area are being blessed with your teaching, and salvation is taking place. So it's my pleasure to let you know that I need you to send different pieces of literature, some Messiah books, and three of my friends are in need of a Bible, so please send three Bibles. For me, I am very, very blessed with your testimony in the tract named Biting the Bullet. Oh, what a confident and courageous message. Please let me introduce myself. I am a young man, age 27 years, single, and currently serving as a youth chairman at Calvary Family Pentecostal Church. Therefore, I wish to know if your church there has room for me. As you stated, there is room for those who want to serve the Lord, but they don't have the opportunity.
Oh, yes, there's room here for anyone that wants to serve the Lord, as long as you keep the rules of our place and keep all the commandments primarily, all right? If you keep the rules and everything, just like if you're working for anybody, I mean, we give you we pay for everything in your worldly needs. If you keep the commandments, you can stay here until the day the Lord takes you up. Okay, then what else?
Pastor, I am ready to serve the Lord.
Well, come on. Come on. Okay, then what?
I thank God for answering my prayers to be a part of the soul-winning team. Please remember me in your prayers, just like the way the Apostle Paul did. I always pray for you. May the love, grace, and power of Jesus Christ be with you always, and blessings upon your ministry. Yours in the name of Jesus, and he signs, his name is Gift from Balaka, Malawi, Africa.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, we're going to have Sharon read some from the book of Judges, and we have to learn that all we need is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
At the end of the program, I'm going to sing a song for you called Let Him Be All You Need for today and tomorrow and every day. Amen?
Amen.
That's all you need. You don't need to worry about all the children and all these atrocities in the world. You don't worry, won't do anything. The Lord says, pray always. Amen?
Amen.
Pray without ceasing, Paul said. Amen.
Amen.
And so follow his instruction. Those are his instructions. He doesn't say worry, because worry isn't going to do any good. But you see all the atrocities in the world, and let Jesus be the one to take care of them. His back is stronger than yours and mine and everybody else's back combined in the world. And the Lord can just do more in one fraction of a second than we could, all of us combined on earth, could do for the rest of our life. Just one word from the Lord. Peace, be still. That's it. Just peace. And, or, go. That's what he said to this legion of that were living inside of this man who called himself Legion. He said, they said, let us go into the swine. He said, go. That was it. And they all ran and they all fled into the swine, and the swine ran down into the sea and were choked to death. Well, why would God do that to pigs? Because they're an abomination. They were bootlegging them, and it's against the law of God. Well, we don't like that. Well, then do something about it. Double up your fist and just hit God right in the jaw. Okay, you big shot? You know, some people get me sick to my stomach. The stupidity of human beings to fight God or to fight his way to take care of all the problems in this world. Okay, Sharon, now what we're doing here, there's a woman that's going to be singing a song because Jael, or it's spelled J-A-E-L, but her name is really, in Hebrew you say it how?
Yael.
Yael, okay. Well, she put a tent, one of the stakes was made out of iron, right through Sisera's brain. And he fell down before her. He was sound asleep, and can you imagine seeing this stake going right through his head? Because Israel was then delivered, because this man was somebody that God raised up to torment them because of their sins. And when they cried out to God, God sent a deliverer. And now Deborah is the one that prophesied that the victory would come from a woman. Amen?
Amen.
A woman! Powerful woman in the Lord. And Deborah was a powerful woman in the Lord. She prophesied that this would happen. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so now after the victory, and Israel has peace now. For how many years? I think it says 40 years, didn't it? Okay, 40 years. All right, so that's wonderful to have peace, wouldn't it, for 40 years?
Amen.
Some of us might even be dead by then, you know, and then we wouldn't have to worry about when the Israelites or the people of the world start sinning against God. Actually, it's against themselves, against God's word. So Deborah, in the next chapter, chapter 5, starts singing a song. And some versions of the Bible say Deborah and Barak, they start singing the song because he was involved in the situation too. But really, it was, say the word, Jael?
Jael.
Jael was the one that killed him. All right, so let's go ahead and start reading.
Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on that day, saying, "Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves."
Yeah, when you offer yourself to the Lord, I don't care what kind of trouble you're in or how much sin you've committed, if you offer yourself to the Lord, he's going to deliver you. Amen?
Amen?
That's the important thing, not how many years they got peace or anything like that. That's stupidity. It's just that if you offer yourself to the Lord as an offering, because he offered himself for us and he shed his blood for us. Amen?
Amen.
Now back then, they had the promise that he was going to do that. And it's him that does the delivering. He says, you offer yourself, you get back in line with my word, and I'll send a deliverer. And so the Lord did. And they were just praising and thanking the Lord for it. So they gave themselves to the Lord. Isn't that what it says?
Amen.
Read it again.
Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel.
This is a song that Deborah is singing. Amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord because Israel what?
For the avenging of Israel when the people willingly offered themselves.
Yeah, they willingly offered to start praying to God. Send a deliverer. Rebuke the devil. Send a deliverer. Rebuke the devil. They were saved, though. If you're calling on the Lord and you're not saved, God isn't going to hear you, okay? Because there's a middle wall of partition. And there's no way that you can get through that wall except through the door. And the Bible says that Jesus is the door. Amen?
Amen.
So there's a door, and if you knock on the door, he's knocking on the door of your heart, and if you open, he'll come in. And if he comes in and you do what he tells you to do, the world is full of trials and tribulations and trouble and fear. All that fear will go away. Amen?
Amen.
And all your trials, I mean, you're going to have trials and tribulations because the Lord will allow us to go through fire. But the Lord has been with me through every trial and tribulation that I've ever had. Isn't that marvelous?
Amen.
It really is. Okay, and so let's keep going.
Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes.
Yeah, all you kings of the world and princes of the world, that you think that you've got to obey the Vatican, and that you've got to murder people, that you have to maim people, and that you people that are in the military have to do what they say. In other words, go and kill Christians like you did over at Waco. No, you listen to what God says, all you kings and you princes and everybody else. Then what?
Even I will sing unto the Lord.
Yeah, and that's what you should be doing, singing unto the Lord, and then you'll have peace. There's no peace. All peace has been taken from off of the earth. But we who are born again of the Spirit sit in heavenly places with Him, and we have peace. We're so far above the toil and the trials and tribulations down here that even when they hit, we go through them just like a hot knife through butter. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
All you of the world, praise God, because when He tells you He'll do something, He'll do it. Amen?
Amen.
Don't listen to all these promises. And I don't see how people can look at that President Bush and seeing his eyes darting back and forth in his head like a trapped armed bandit. We should, when we see that happen, pray that he'll be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Man, he looks as guilty as a kid that got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. But it's far more than the hand in the cookie jar. This man's hand is in blood.
Amen.
And he knows that he's going to die, and he's scared. And he doesn't have to be afraid if he'll just call on the Lord and get saved. And confess. Confess before everybody, all you people. Okay, let's continue on here.
I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. Lord, when thou wentest out of Seir, when thou marchest out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled and the heavens dropped.
Yes. See, God is powerful. It doesn't matter if we finish this whole chapter today. I just like expounding on it. Amen?
Amen.
Because that's better that way. Then what?
The clouds also dropped water. The mountains melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel, until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose a mother in Israel. They chose new gods.
She's a mother in Israel. Yeah, how many young women, or any women at all, are mothers of Israel, the spiritual? We're spiritual Israel, and I am also the flesh of Israel, and I am a spiritual Jew, in other words, a spiritual Israelite. And you are too, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, Sharon. Not you others. You are grafted in. Gentiles that are grafted into the true olive tree, which is the Jew, you become a spiritual Israelite. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
They chose new gods. Then was war in the gates.
Yeah, when you choose another god, like the Antichrist, or a woman, or a man, or anything, or anybody, then there's going to be war. Amen?
Amen.
And God is not going to help you. Do you know how many millions and millions of people have been killed? They said that there's been over 1 million civilians killed in Iraq on this war alone. And that they cover up all the deaths of the civilians and the little babies and young boys and girls. And, well, your heart just thinks, oh my, well, that's not going to do anybody any good, you just knowing that. You need to get saved and get a hold of the Lord and then start praying to Him that God will do something about that. And God hears and answers prayers. Amen?
Amen.
And that's the way to solve all of the world's problems today. They're doing everything they can to close my church because I have the solution. This Link television, they're telling you all that a lot of the truth, everything I'm hearing on there is truth. about world conditions, but they don't tell you what to do about it. And so it's like, they're spaded and neutered. There's nothing that they tell you what to do. They just say, send more money to us so that we can keep exposing these things. But they can't do anything about it. I'm telling you what to do about it. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, I agree. The things that are happening in the world, yeah, I agree with that. But I'm here to tell you what's happening in heaven and what will happen here on earth if you get a hold of the Lord.
Amen.
Your soul will be saved. That's the biggest miracle in the world. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Was there a shield or spear seen among 40,000 in Israel? My heart is toward...
There was no need for spears or shields. Amen?
Amen.
And there was no need for the Hebrew children, around 3 million of them, in over in Egypt. God, they never shot anybody or shot an arrow at anybody. God destroyed Egypt. Amen?
Amen.
Because they called on him. They were being afflicted, and they called on the Lord. And then God... opened the Red Sea, and Moses led them through, because God called Moses, amen?
Amen.
To deliver the children of Israel. And God called me to deliver you people. There has to be some leader. I'm not telling you how to have, enjoy everyday life, except in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not telling you to try to think about getting new cars and new houses or anything like that if God gives them to you. That's wonderful. I'm all for that. But be more concerned about the people of the world. If you're concerned about all the people in the world that are being abused and misused by this Antichrist cult in Rome and the government and the media, the major media, well, then God is going to make a way for you. Amen?
Amen.
He's going to bless you in every way that you need to be blessed. There's thousands of different ways that people need to be blessed. And I'm not going to run through them because, time doesn't allow. But you know what's going on in your world and what's happening to you. And you need to get a hold of the Lord and start helping out in prayer. We need all the prayers in this that there are of every born-again Christian to reach the throne of God, and he'll answer you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll have mercy on you because you have mercy on others. He says mercy begets mercy. In other words, if you sow a little mercy, you'll get a little mercy back. If you sow a whole bunch of mercy, like praying before the Lord day and night, and people do that, there are people that do that, he's going to give you such mercy because you're a prayer warrior. Amen?
Amen.
And you're praying for other people's needs. And if he said, the Lord told me a long time ago, you do my work and I'll do yours. In other words, you care about other people's and I'll take care of your family. All right? And he has.
Amen.
All
Amen.
These years. He has. We've never missed meals. All right?
Amen.
You can look at some of these people and see they've never missed meals. Amen?
Amen.
They've gained poundage. Okay, then what?
My heart is toward the governors of Israel that offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless ye the Lord.
Yes, give yourself willingly, not grudgingly. Willingly, and trust God that he's going to do it. Okay, what else?
Speak ye that ride on white donkeys, ye that sit in judgment and walk by the way.
Those that rode on white donkeys, then, is about the same equivalent as those riding in white Rolls Royces today. Kings and those kind of people. Read that again.
Speak ye that ride on
what?
White. Speak ye that ride on white donkeys.
That's what I'm doing. I'm speaking to all you government agents. I have nothing against you. I love you because you're a human being that God created, but I just don't like the things, and God doesn't like the things you're doing. I'm not going to curse you. God said he will curse you. And you can read it for yourself. You can judge yourself in the Word of God. Just pick it up and read it. And read it and repent. Okay, then what?
Ye that sit in judgment and walk by the way, they that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord.
Yeah, if you see, he says they're delivered, right?
Amen.
From who?
From the noise of the archers.
Yeah. Hey, they want to just kill. They want to riot in the streets. They want to come into your house and pull you out of your bed and drag you out into the streets and put a bullet in your head. So say, what does he say about that?
They that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord.
Yeah, there you'll start praising and thanking the Lord because he's delivered you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you'll see him delivering the people that you're praying for. Then what?
There shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake, utter a song. Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam. Then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles among the people.
Yeah, so we have actually dominion over all the presidents and kings and everything. How do you say that? Because I'm talking to them what they have to do to get to heaven. And by George, they're not going to get in any other way
Amen.
Than what I'm telling them.
Amen.
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 And so I have dominion over them. Amen?
Amen.
And so does every born-again Christian that knows how to pray and get a hold of God. Well, I'm sad to say that I got to be on my way because my time is up. But right now we want to see that you get a hold of the Lord so that you can help us pray for all the things that need to be done in this world. So say this prayer to the Lord so your soul can be saved and that God can hear your prayers and answer them. Say to the Lord, Father, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness to take away all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, my spirit, and I invite you into my spirit, Lord Jesus. Give me a new spirit and then enter therein to my spirit and dwell there, so I can pray to you and get things done, and have you get things done in this world. Lord, and I'll witness for you. You will not, Lord, wash all my sins away. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I give all my glory, all the glory to you, Lord. All my praises and all my thanksgiving goes to you, Jesus, and you, Father God. Now, Sharon, tell them four different ways they can receive a copy of this program, which is number 454.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. Now, if you'll let the Lord be all that you need today and tomorrow and forever, you're going to have the best time you've never lived before until now. All right, and here I am to sing for you. Let Him, the living God, be all you need for tomorrow, today and tomorrow.
Let it be all you need for tomorrow.
When life is a struggle and hurt gets you down, He won't be in your way, just around. If you're needing a shoulder when you're feeling low, let Him be all you need for tomorrow. Let Him be your are.